Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. Today's 524. He was born 8174. Chief complaint, left flank pain. Number one, increased weight. Number two, history of fatty liver. Number three, history of thyroid cancer in the family. He's quite concerned. Next number, patient is concerned. Patient is concerned about his increased weight with possible sleep apnea, but he's in denial as far as sleep apnea is concerned. Our patient is a 48-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, comes in today with left flank pain for 3 days, period. The paragraph, when he was in his 20s, he had about a kidney stone, which started with a flank pain, then it turned into a full-blown kidney stone, which he was able to pass, did not require any surgery, period. In the paragraph, he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, he's not having any pain right now, but when he pushes on his left flank, it's a little bit tender. He also has a history of back pain, which could be causing his pain, and has had back surgery some time ago, period. Medical problems, hypertension, medication, lisinopril, 20 milligrams. Surgery, back surgery. He did not have surgery for his kidney stone. He passed it. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He's married, he's a construction worker, but now he's a supervisor, so he does less physical activity. He was on testosterone because his level was in the 80s. He quit taking the testosterone because he said, although he felt well and he did well with the medication and he lost a lot of weight, but his wife got pregnant, and he feels like that's what caused his wife's pregnancy. We talked about this in detail today. COVID immunization, non-allergy, non-family history. Mom's alive with thyroid cancer. Dad's alive with heart disease, myocardial infarction. History stroke, no colon cancer reported. Maintenance exam. Patient is too young for colonoscopy, but he has had a colonoscopy and EGD and has a history of gastritis in the past, period. The paragraph, he weighs 359 pounds. He's 96% oxygen, 97 temp, 18, 74, 146 over 86. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs, clear abdomen, obese but soft. There's some, I cannot elicit any tenderness around the flank, lower abdomen or upper abdomen. Neurological non-focal, skin cells, no rash. Skins are clear, lower extremity shows trace edema. Number one, here we have a morbidly obese 48-year-old gentleman with flank pain. Number two, I looked at his ultrasound. There's no hydronephrosis. There's his abdomen is obese and quite gassy. I cannot tell if there's a stone present in the ureter, urethra, or bladder. Number three, I looked at his urinalysis. It's completely clear with no sign of blood. Number four, this could be musculoskeletal in origin. Number five, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, GI symptoms noted. Number six, I'm going to treat him with Mobic 15, 1.5 milligram once a day, lots of liquid. Next number, for him to have blood work done, including a PSA, testosterone, and the other blood work. Next number, he's interested in replacing his testosterone after our discussion regarding pregnancy and testosterone issues. Number five, sleep apnea. Just not talk about it. He says, in quotation, we're not going to discuss it. Maybe we can talk to him about that later, because I believe that's contributing to his weight gain and has contributed to his weight gain. Next number, no cardiac issues reported. Next number is no chest pain or shortness of breath. Next number is, again, his abdominal exam is totally negative. He may have passed a stone. It may have been musculoskeletal. To better understand this, he needs a CAT scan. He says he's not in pain to worry about a CAT scan at this time, but if the symptoms return or get worse, he'll come back for sure. Next number, we'll have family history of thyroid cancer. We looked at his thyroid. Next number is with his morbid obesity and hypertension. We looked at his kidneys. They were within normal limits once again. No hydronephrosis, no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. Next number, we also looked at his carotid to make sure there's no early blockage. None was found. Next number, echocardiogram shows RVH and LVH. Next number, must rule out sleep apnea. Again, we discussed this above. Next number, lower extremity, upper extremity shows no DVT or PVD. Next number, his spleen and gallbladder look normal. Next number, his liver looks fatty. Next number, findings were discussed with patient. I call patient in 3 days with his blood work, but he'll call me or go to the emergency room if symptoms return. Thank you.